Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Everyone, and welcome once again to that witching hour on Sunday morning. I am JTA, K.A. the Master, and as always, if you're listening to me, wherever you're listening to me, whether it's in the United States or somewhere in all over the world, we appreciate you taking the time out of your day or night, or whenever you decide to listen, and spend some time listening to me, little old me. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. I'll say that again, it's 347-637-3220. It's the place to be if you want to talk to JT, the Master, and that quite naturally would be me. We are talking two things today, whatever amount of time I deem fit. We have an hour allotted. It may take an hour, it may take fewer time. But NBA Finals, we talked a little bit about that on yesterday. If you tuned in and listened to the FSP show with Victor as the host and me as the co-host, we had talked about the NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers is supposed to start June 1st. But I want to take another time out, and it's apropos when I say remember the name. There's many, many names over the years of our military men and women who have served and are serving and have made the ultimate sacrifice. This is one of a few days on a Memorial Day weekend that we celebrate Memorial Day, and I just want to take a moment out to remember those that, as I said before, made the ultimate sacrifice, those that have served, and also those that are serving presently. We honor you no matter what. So that being said, let's get down to business and the business at hand. Like I said, I wanted to talk about the NBA Finals and the upcoming fantasy season. And yes, I know it's early. This is at last weekend in May. First weekend in June starts, and before you know it, people will be gearing up, hot and heavy, drafting, and high anticipation and confidence in playing fantasy football and looking and searching and wishing and hoping for that ultimate prize, which is the fantasy football championship. It's without doubt. Each and every year it gets bigger and bigger, and it is what it is. All right. For those listening out there, I have another league that I need at least one more player to get into. called the Two Drink Limit Team, a two drink limit league. Okay, it's a fantasy. It's an ESPN. I'll give you my email address. You can ask if you want to join. If you have an idea that you may want to join, there's a small monetary buy-in, but that can be discussed. If you send me your email address and say I'd like to join, what do I have to do to join? My email address is J as in letter J, Taylor, as in the name Taylor, J Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 342 at Comcast.net. I'll say that again. It's J Taylor, as in the letter J, name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 342 at Comcast.net. Send me your request. You'd like to jump into the league. It's got some unique settings. You may find it interesting. I'll send you a link to the league. Then you can see it, look at the settings, see if it's something that you want to jump into, then we can go from there. 10-team league. Now it can be bigger if we get more people. But right now it's at 10 teams. I'm not limiting to 10 teams. Ooh. Or restricting it to 10 teams. I can't say limiting. Unbelievable. But right now it's at 10 teams. It could go to 12. It could go to 14. But give me a shout out at my email address. I'll say it again. J as in the letter J, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 342. That's all one word. At Comcast.net. And it's the numbers, not spelled out. The numbers, 342. At Comcast.net. Just ask, you know, say that you want to join your ESPN league, fantasy football league. And we'll take it from there. All right. And we talked yesterday about the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors in a three-peat, playing each other for the third time in a row for the world championship for the NBA title, whatever that means, for the championship and the NBA title. Jesus, I'll get it together. Just bear with me. And this is the first time it's ever been done. Several times, quite a few teams have done it back-to-back, but never, ever. This is the very first time that it's a three-peat, that these two teams are going to meet for the third time in a row. Both teams are healthy. Both teams are healthy. And they're going to be rested. Golden State Warriors are probably more rested because they clinched their conference before the Cleveland Cavaliers had a few more extra days to rest and relax and get themselves prepared for the grind of the NBA Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers. 2 years ago, Cleveland lost to the Golden State. Last year, an unprecedented comeback that Cleveland waged when they were down 3-1 in the finals and came back and won three games in a row and beat the Golden State Warriors twice in the last three games, captured a title at home at their Golden State. This is a rubber match. And quite naturally, everyone knows, because everybody had a different opinion of what took place over the last offseason for the NBA. And one of their big-time players in the NBA moved from the Oklahoma City Thunder to the Golden State Warriors. Some people said it was, you know, a sellout. some people just definitely disagree with it because now you got four players on one team. Kevin Durant, Stephon Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. And the NBA, in their infinite wisdom, put in place that I think it's that a player, if he was an all NBA player and he's a free agent, has the right to move. But if he's not, then there's some restriction in place. I'm not sure about this, but they put things in place that what took place last summer with Kevin Durant and stacking teams. Like before Kevin Durant did it, other teams were doing it, that it wouldn't, that this would curtail it happening in the future. But now Kevin Durant is on the Golden State Warriors, been balling out playoffs, fit right in. I had said that before, he fit right in. Team player, loves to play team basketball, loves to play unselfish basketball, loves to play it. That's what he was weaned on. That's where he came, the way he came up. That's his core belief in playing basketball. It's to play team basketball, not isolated one-on-one, watch me while the other four sit around, other four teammates sit around and watch one player go isolation and see what I can do all by myself. And if you happen to be open when I'm making my move, then I'll pass it to you. Otherwise, just watch. He loves to play the type of basketball the Golden State Warriors have been playing for years. And it's been very successful, quite naturally. They've gotten the title. They've been to the title game three seasons, whatever you want to say. And I said something bold yesterday, and I'll say it again today. And it doesn't cost me anything, but, you know, other than that, if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong, and I'll be just lambasted up and down that you didn't know what you were talking about. I told you, and blah, 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 blah. But I truly believe the way this two teams are formulated right now, even though Cleveland may have a slight edge on the bench, but the quality of players that the Golden State Warriors have compared to the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'd be surprised if the Cleveland Cavaliers win two games. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. I'd be very surprised if they win two games. So what am I saying? I'm saying the Golden State Warriors are going to win it in five. I don't think they're going to sweep them. I think they're going to have a hiccup and lose at least one game to the Cavaliers. Because I truly believe this. I don't think these Golden State Warriors, other than, and I'm trying to reflect back into the games that they played and opponents that they had throughout this playoffs. And I think they had really tested against the San Antonio Spurs in the first game, which they could have easily lost that and probably would have lost it if Kawhi Leonard hadn't been gotten hurt. But you don't know because they – but you don't know, and they were making a historic comeback. And you don't know the factor of Kawhi Leonard, whether it would have been detrimental, even though that disparaging stat of him being in there and the amount of points that they scored versus the amount of points they don't score when he's not. It's a huge difference. But I truly believe that the quality opponent that the Golden State Warriors played throughout the playoffs versus what Cleveland went up against was superior. And seemed like at times they got bored, and I'm not just talking about this series, got bored and coasted, not really being in the game completely, even though they were in the game, not being in the game mentally completely because they were so much better than who they were facing, if you can understand what I'm talking about. Now, I could be wrong, but from what I watched, because I did watch the playoffs. You know that I said I don't watch the NBA, but there's two teams that I do watch, that I like watching at times, and I'm interested because I want to see how these two teams match up, and it would be an injustice for me to talk about this on like I'm talking about it and not watch any games. And just be blowing hot air. And so I took the time, begrudgingly, believe me, begrudgingly, because I'm not a NBA fan, per se. From what I'm seeing, now you could also say that for Cleveland, because Cleveland was so much better than the team that they played. They only lost one game in throughout the playoffs getting to the finals. So Golden State in reality was only one game better than Cleveland getting to the finals. Golden State being undefeated, never happened before in NBA history, and Cleveland losing just one game. I think I'm taking a pretty, I wouldn't say big chance, but I'm stepping out there on a limb. That's not too well supported, meaning it's a limb that a lot of people think it's probably going to go 7 or 6 at least. I don't think it's going to go 6. I think 4-1. I'll give Cleveland one game. I'll give them one game. Probably a second game. Probably the third game. Third game. One of the games in Cleveland. Let me put it that way. I don't think they're going to win in Golden State. I don't think Golden State's going to let that happen, especially with an addition of Kevin Durant. Come on. Who's going to cover the big four versus the big, in my opinion, and I said this yesterday, the big two. Even though LeBron had a hiccup in one of the games they played against Boston, it's the big two to me. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I can't trust Kevin Love. Can't trust him. Too inconsistent and shrinks, in my opinion, will shrink in this big time moment. So it's the big two. The big two against the big four. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Can't see it happening. But we'll know. Come June 1st, which is 4 days from now. Starts on Thursday. All right, let me take a short break, gather my thoughts. And it'll come back, and we'll talk about some fantasy football. How about that? We'll be back in about 2.
Thursday night is the right time to kick back and listen to the FSP Crew Show as they break down the weekend sports and prepare you for Thursday night football. 8 p.m. Eastern, just before the game starts, Jerry the Master Taylor hosts the show with Jeff the Joker Goldberg and Mike the Bookie Monster Wright. The three gentlemen debate and discuss a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything on the FSP Crew Show every Thursday night on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can listen at spotonradio.webs.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365, and listen to other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
Victor Gardner began the Fantasy Sports and Politics brand with the idea of combining two of his passions into a radio show. He then learned that politics were 95% of sports. When you tune into the Fantasy Sports and Politics show every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, Mr. FSP himself, Vic Gardner, and Jerry the Master Taylor will go over the weekend sports, prep you for your upcoming fantasy games, and spark a debate politicians would love to hear. That's the FSP show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. You can listen at spotonradio.web.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365 for other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
All right. I am JT, a.k.a. The Master, and we're back to the Master Plan. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. I say it again, it's 347-637-3220. The place to be if you want to talk to JT, the Master, and that would be me. I also have a chat room sitting out there. If you want to jump in the chat room, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. And look at the present program. I think it's got a chat button there, if I'm not mistaken. Jump in the chat. And if you want to converse that way, you'd rather be anonymous and sit up there and type in what you want to say and get a response. You can do that. Any way that you would like to talk to me, I'm trying to accommodate you. And hopefully we can get these things, get our opinions across to each other in a civilized manner. All right. Got finished talking about the NBA finals for a short time, about 20 minutes or so. And we're going to talk about the remainder of the time, talking about some football. Real life football and fantasy. Now, every year, teams quite naturally make the playoffs. And there's teams that don't make the playoffs. Hence, they have a draft. The worst team, the worst teams draft draft the earliest, and the better teams draft the latest. Which everybody who follows football knows that it's nothing. Nothing. There's no breaking news here. And along with that. Every time the schedule is made out for the most part, the teams that made the best of their season is mixed in with other teams that didn't, and they're the ranking of who has the toughest schedule and who has the easiest schedule in the league. And that's one of the things I want to talk about. Reality-wise, how, and this is the statistical stuff here, that teams that, well, basically, this is what I'm going to talk about. 2017 NFL schedule. Strength of schedule. Who has the easiest? What does your team project the next season's strength of schedule rankings? Okay? If the Colts are going to end their two-year drought next season, this will be the time to do it. Perfect time. Because the Indianapolis Colts will play the NFL's easiest schedule, regular season schedule, in 2017. If Chuck Pagano can't do it this year, more than likely he'll never do it, and he will be out the door because they have the easiest schedule in the league. Indianapolis is going to play 31% of its 2017 opponents who won four or fewer games last season. The Colts will play the Browns, the 49ers, the Rams, and quite naturally, two against the Jaguars that it was in their own division. The Colts only played two games that won The Colts only played two teams that won 10 or more games. And even though the Colts are in my Texans division, I'd have to say this. The last time the Colts had the easiest strength of schedule heading into the season was in 2014 when they finished 11-5 and reached the AFC title game. Now, conversely, Vance Joseph, who has taken over the coaching reins in Denver, would love to have the Colts schedule because his team is on the other end of the spectrum. Denver has the most difficult schedule for 2017. Not only do the Broncos have zero games against any of the bad teams just mentioned, and that's when I just mentioned, I mentioned the Browns, Rams, 49ers, and Jaguars. Denver doesn't play any of those. They play eight teams that won 10 or more games in 2016. The Chargers are the only other team playing that many 10-win teams, and the Chargers have the third hardest schedule. Now, a lot of teams are expecting the Chargers to make a comeback. And I wouldn't say a comeback, but be a much better team than they were last year. One reason the Chargers and Broncos have a sore rust is because they play AFC West rivals, Kansas City twice, Oakland twice, and they play each other twice. And the AFC West also plays the NFC East in 2017, which means the Broncos and Chargers play the Cowboys and the Giants. Now, you have to think that with all that, and in opinion in some people's minds, that the AFC West is the league's best division. Well, you got four teams: Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, facing the four most difficult schedules in 2017. From those teams facing the four most difficult schedules in 2017. Now, why am I talking about strength of schedule? That was from last year. Well, of the five teams that had the five easiest schedules heading into 2016 season, four made the playoffs: Packers, Lions, Giants, and Cowboys. The Bears were the only team that didn't take advantage of an easy schedule. So the Colts, Jaguars, Titans, and Bengals, plus the Steelers and Vikings, who are tied for the fifth easiest schedule because they'll be playing the sixth, including the tie at number five, easiest schedules in 2017. And by the way, in the entire fantasy football season, as it relates to quarterbacks, Minnesota has the easiest schedule in fantasy football for weeks 1 through 16. They have the easiest schedule. On the other hand, excuse me, of the teams playing the 8 most difficult schedules heading into the 2016 season, only 2 made the playoffs. One were the Falcons. Playing the most difficult schedule almost never works out well. Of the teams playing the 10 most difficult schedules in 2016, and this was calculated after the season, none made the playoffs. Of the 10 easiest schedules in 2016, and again, I said this was calculated after the season, 7 teams made the playoffs. 7 teams: Patriots, Seahawks, Dolphins, Cowboys, Lions, Falcons, and the Giants. Another team finished with a winning record of 9-7. That was the Titans. And the other two teams, the Bills and the Cardinals, only won 7 games. Now, like I said, the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Oakland Raiders, and it, this is the reason why I'm talking about these teams, and you'll know in a minute, have the hardest schedule. And I'll even go down to the top 10 teams, and I think there's a team that ties with 10. I'll run it down. Denver, it's got the worst schedule. Kansas City's not too far behind. Then the Chargers, then the Raiders. Buffalo Bills are at 5. Dolphins are at 6. Washington Redskins are at 7. New York Giants at 8, who are tied with the New York Jets, which doesn't help the Jets because they're absolutely abysmal. And you have to see now, most of these teams have quite a bit of talent, except for the Jets. Dallas is tied for 10th with the Philadelphia Eagles. Most of these have a lot of talent. And they're playing. These 11 teams, not 10, the hardest schedule. Go down into, and I start from the bottom and work my way up, who has the easiest schedule. And then all right. Like I said earlier, the Indianapolis Colts have the easiest schedule. Followed by the Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Minnesota Vikings, Houston Texans, Seattle Seahawks, Baltimore Ravens, and the Arizona Cardinals. They have the 10th easiest schedule going into the 2017 season. Why am I emphasizing this? Well, look who's in here. And from what I'm seeing, from the overall weeks, let me put it this way. If you're looking for a quarterback from one of those teams, or you're possibly looking for a quarterback that's going to excel, how about Minnesota, Sam Bradford, Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton, Russell Westbrook. Russell Wilson. 1 through 16. Minnesota have the easiest. Baltimore Ravens have the next easiest. Then it's them to usual suspects that are in there, like Carolina and Cam Newton and Green Bay and Tampa Bay. But they don't have the easiest schedule. They're like middle of the pack. But for fantasy-wise, quarterback-wise, those are the top six teams. Minnesota, Baltimore, Carolina, Chicago, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. And within those, you have Jameis Winston, Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, Joe Flacco, Sam Bradford, and Mike Glennon. Now, quite naturally, I don't think anybody's going to draft Sam Bradford or Mike Glennon. But you could best believe that fantasy-wise, that the could be a hell of a matchup for you. Let's go to running backs. In that same, with the same teams. And this is fantasy now I'm talking about. I showed you the top 10 and the lower 10. The top 10 meaning the weakest scheduled teams who have the easiest schedule. I mean, the easiest scheduled teams who are going up against the weakest opponents versus the AFC West and NFC East, who are in for a nice, rude awakening this year. Nice, rude awakening this year with the teams that are there. It's going to be unbelievable how these teams are going to be able to fare going against the – oh, my God. And let me emphasize this again. There's some fantasy players on here, and I'm not saying that they won't excel, but they're going up against some very good defenses and in Denver, number one, Kansas City, two, L.A., Oakland, Buffalo, Miami, Washington, New York, both New York teams, Dallas Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the AFC East, the NFC East, and the AFC West. Good luck. The only ones that are not in that AFC East is the New England Patriots, and they happen to be 12th in the schedule, the hardest schedule. So they're right there. AFC East. NFC East, AFC West. And the reason I talk about that is because a lot of people are expecting, because they were 12 and 4 last year, that the Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders, especially the Oakland Raiders, are going to contend. I beg to differ. I say they're going to take a step back, especially the Oakland Raiders. They got one of the hardest schedules in the league. Why? Because they have Marshawn Lynch. You don't know what you're going to get from Marshawn Lynch. Not at all. Not at all. He's going to be 32 this year. And he was out a year. Now, that could say, well, that gave him that, now he's refreshed. Now he's refreshed. Okay. And now he could be super rusty, or you're looking for Marshawn Lynch from 3 years ago, and he may not be there anymore. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get. That's a big risk. And the way Marshawn Lynch is going off in most mock drafts. Yeah, I'm doing mock drafts. Do mock drafts at least 2 or 3 times a week. just to get an idea of where people's mind thinking may be. Now, like I said, every draft is different. Live drafts and online drafts are different. And that's why you do mock drafts, to get an idea in your head of the flow that's going to happen for a draft. That's why you do them constantly. And you see how they change from now and as you get closer to actually your draft, whenever it is, whether it's in July, August. Hopefully it's not in July. Hopefully it's the late part of August after the training camp injuries have taken place, and you can and think talent has shown itself or shown lack of. And you get a better idea of who's going to be on the roster and who's going to be starting and so on and so forth. I'm just trying to give you an idea that some teams are going to have a tougher time than others, and that changes the way they run their offense from week to week. And I mentioned Minnesota has having a very good matchup from week one to week 16 in fantasy. They also have very good matchups in their running game. So does Denver. So does Jacksonville. So does Tennessee, Arizona, Dallas, Green Bay. Those are the top seven. Just think about that. Top seven. Just think about that. Let's look at the wide receivers for those in PPR leagues. And I'm looking mainly in PPR because more and more of the leagues that I'm in and people are talking about, whether it's a half a point or a full point PPR, people are interested in that. And there's a growing trend here that I'm looking at two teams. Minnesota, Baltimore. Quarterback, wide receivers. 1 through 16 have favorable matchups. More favorable than bad. Jacksonville does. Baltimore does. Chicago does. Seattle. Dallas. And the Giants. Keep that in mind. The NFC East, AFC West, AFC East. Worst schedules in football. Worst schedules real time in football, not in fantasy. As we're getting closer and closer, I'll be zeroing in on players in fantasy. I start off with quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, and then I ended up with my favorite position, which would be running backs. So this is what I'll do. 4th of July weekend, which is 4th of July is on a Friday. No, excuse me. 4th of July, which is 4th of July, is on a Tuesday. I'm going to start my analysis of quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends and running backs. I'm trying to decide whether I want to do it on a This is what I'll do, people. I'm going to start my analysis of my my rankings, I should say, on July 30th. Start off with quarterbacks, then wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. So the quarterbacks will be July 30th. Wide receivers would be August 6th. Tight ends would be August 13th. And running backs will be August 20th. That's how I'll do it. And I hope you are ready to take some notes, especially in the wide receivers and running backs. And even tight ends, I must say, there is a lot of talent out there. If you listened to the show yesterday, the FSP show, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I stated that there is so much talent out there, a lot of talent, that most teams in a 10, 12, and even 14, maybe 16 stretching it, 10, 12, and 14 should have no problem manning a very good team or a very capable team of making the playoffs, as long as the health stays on your players. There's a lot of talent that was infused into the league, and a lot of talent that's going to blossom this year. Hopefully, you'll get on that ride and enjoy it like I hope I can. I'm very excited. I'm really excited for this year. I told you I was excited for the draft. With all the talent, offensive talent that's coming in the league, there's a lot of defensive talent, but most people, other than the ones that have IDP leagues, individual defensive position leagues, are mainly worried, mainly keen on a lot of talent out there. And I want you to benefit from it. Hopefully get you that title. Hopefully get you that one elusive title that you may have not gotten in the league that you've been dying to get but haven't gotten. All right, people. I'm going to call it a day. I got things I need to take care of. And I've said my piece. I enjoyed spending time I have spent with you tonight. Today, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Be safe. Enjoy your family, friends, and relatives. Like I said, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. That's just as deadly. Don't text and drive. We'll meet you back here again next week at the same time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where where I will be back here again, holding it down on 10 a.m. and talking about the first two games in the NBA Finals. Will it be tied 1-1 or will it be 2-0? When I get back here on Sunday, I think we'll have an idea of if it's going to be like that. Without further ado, like I said, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you later. Peace out.